On this course, we will cover two highly important and practically relevant team areas. As the course title implies, they are IT operations and enterprise architecture. MSIS curriculum plan defines the competence area of IS management and operations as follows. It covers the capability to develop, maintain, and consistently improve domain performance while providing appropriate information systems, services, and infrastructure. This capability focuses externally on creating value for the domain and internally on IS staff motivation, performance, and accountability. On the other hand, the area of enterprise architecture aims at managing the complexity of information systems and technologies and aligning these systems and technologies with the organization's strategy. The area covers competencies that enable graduates to participate in planning, building, using, maintaining, and evaluating architectures. Throughout the course, we will naturally dig deeper into these concepts, but to get things started, I will now present quick definitions for both. First, according to CIO Index, IT operations are the set of all processes and services that are both provisioned by an IT staff to their internal or external clients and used by themselves to run themselves as a business. The term refers to the application of operations management to a business's technology needs. Gartner defines IT operations as the people and management processes associated with IT service management to deliver the right set of services at the right quality and at competitive costs for customers. Although IT services and IT operations can be considered being two different areas of responsibilities, nowadays in many cases their integration is seen advantageous. For example, consider the following situation. I would need new software to my university's computer. I can access local IT services via ServiceNow Help Desk system, locally branded as HelpJYU. I will browse to the HelpJYU and leave a service ticket informing IT services that I need this software on my computer. The Help Desk technician reads the ticket and understands my requirement. As I requested for a paid software, the technician will check whether there are free licenses available for installation. He then informs me that my request can be fulfilled and asks me to ensure that my computer will be connected to the network with the Ethernet cable next night, as the requested software will be installed and configured to my computer following the automatic schedule. This procedure combines both IT services and operations. My interaction with the help desk technician can be called a service. What happens after that, and what actually fulfills my service request, in this case during the next night, is an operation. The technician can easily access a list of available software packages because the organization's IT services are integrated with the IT operations. The overall workflow here is streamlined, taking much less time to process my request. In principle, the idea and the advantages are the same as what is pursued with DevOps, which combines software development and IT operations. You will hear more about DevOps later on in this course. The enterprise architecture, on the other hand, by CIO.com, is the process by which organizations standardize and organize IT infrastructure to align with business goals. These strategies support digital transformation, IT growth, and modernization of IT as a department. Again, by Gartner, enterprise architecture is a discipline for proactively and holistically leading enterprise responses to disruptive forces by identifying and analyzing the execution of change towards desired business vision and goals. One typical use case for enterprise architecture management is to examine the relationships and dependencies of different components of the architecture. By mapping and modeling the organization's resources, whether they are business services or processes, data or information systems or technology devices, we can easily see everything we need to consider when we want to, for example, replace an old legacy system with a new solution. Enterprise architecture can tell us to which other systems the legacy software is integrated, what data is stored in its database, which business processes use and produce that data, and which business services are dependent on this system and therefore cannot be offered while the system is down. By this means, as we know where the intended change affects, we can acknowledge the affected stakeholders and are more prepared to implement the change successfully without unconsidered business impacts. Third and finally, we will discuss how these competence areas are related to each other and how they can fit together and how they do operate in parallel. Nowadays, practically every enterprise and organization are running some kind of IT operations and they need to manage their enterprise architecture, whether or not they utilize any formal means or methodologies such as ITIL or TOGAF to do so.